State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. At most low-income urban schools, once the bell rings at the end of the day, kids have to go home, often to less than ideal situations. But what if schools stayed open longer? I decided to look into Detroit's new community school model, which aims to provide services for kids and their families long after the school day ends.
Hello, how are you?
It's 3 o'clock on a Tuesday, and Tracy Carpenter is showing me around McKenzie Elementary and Middle School, a brand new school on the west side of Detroit.
We have 1,007 students.
As principal, Carpenter is responsible for all 1,007 students in the school. A tough job, for sure.
It's a very difficult neighborhood to live in, and so it's a very difficult neighborhood to be a principal in. It's difficult because of the challenges that face the neighborhood with poverty, with crime.
So keeping kids safe in school and off the streets is a top priority. As we make our way up to the second floor, we drop by a fifth grade classroom where the students are hard at work on a homophone lesson.
The first blue is like the color blue, and then the second blue is like the wind blue.
Very good. Does anybody agree with her?
Yes.
Anybody disagree?
The lesson wraps up just as the last school bell rings at 3:40 in the afternoon. That means the traditional school day is officially over. But whereas most kids would head home, the kids at McKenzie stay. First, they grab a free hot meal from the cafeteria. On today's menu,
chicken nugget, the fruit. I got bread and vegetables, milk, and sauce.
Then the students head to one of McKenzie's 15 after-school programs. Aside from a $10 uniform fee for sports, every program is free.
We have Girl Scouts, we have Boy Scouts, we have the Soul Patrol, tutoring, academic games.
This is Carol Weaver. She's in charge of Detroit Public Schools' new community schools effort.
Flag football, soccer, Bible class, and the mentoring program sponsored by Eastern Michigan University.
DPS got nearly $1 million from the federal government to roll out 21 of these community schools, though only 9 are up and running so far. Here's how it works. Some community schools stay open as late as 9 p.m. McKenzie is open until 7. There's an on-site coordinator who runs everything, and the school relies heavily on partnerships with outside groups to meet the needs of both kids and their families. There's also a Department of Human Services worker in the building, so families can come to her for help even if they're not on her official caseload. For example, the day I visited, the DHS worker helped a family get a refrigerator, referred another student for counseling, and helped others with food assistance. Tracy Carpenter, the principal at McKenzie, says it helps to give students and their families a place to go when school is out.
You just try to be a beacon in the community that people come to for assistance and for that light. Instead of having the crime seep into you, you try to seep the good into the community. So.
And how successful are you guys so far?
We try. We try. We can probably as successful as you can be.
Actually, success at this point is pretty hard to measure. McKenzie's community school model just started this fall. But we can look to other cities like Cincinnati, Chicago, and New York to see how their community schools are doing. Some show some pretty promising outcomes, improved academics, better attendance, lower dropout rates. But a recent New York Times analysis found that the 8 longest-running community schools in Cincinnati have had mixed results. Student scores have improved, but they're still behind other Ohio children, even poor ones. Still, Detroit school district officials are hopeful. They know it's too early to tell what kind of impact these schools will have on the children of Detroit. But they say kids are showing up for the after-school programs, and they say that's a good first step. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.